Pepper, this is coming a week after the European Championships. This is, and you've got to go again. Do you find that tough mentally more than anything?
Well, I haven't actually had time to think about it mentally. And I, talking about being prepared coming into Burley, well, a week ago, one of the horses wasn't even coming here. So, you know, Mayor's Hope, the horse I had of the Europeans, was here, an MGH Grafton Street. My feet haven't touched the ground. It's just been full steam back from the Europeans, sleepless night on Sunday with various things going on, my mother is stuck in Europe, so I was up all night trying to sort that out. And then, obviously, you know, it wasn't going to be a planned week away, so I was counting on last week with the Burley horses, and suddenly I'm not there, so I had to do, you know, the galloping and jumping all on Monday, and then dressage and Arrowhead schooling yesterday. So it was all a bit last minute because I was counting on those days last week.
Well, you still ended up being part. Did you manage to enjoy the experience last week?
I mean, it was fantastic, and you know, I think the older one gets, the more you realise how privileged you are, and you know, there are not so many chances to represent the country, so that was great, and being on the team was fantastic, and the whole sort of team atmosphere and the work that goes on with the backup team behind it, but that just puts a whole heap of pressure on your shoulders, so you just so don't want to let down your teammates and well, everyone watching back home.
But now it's back to the individual, and it's you now. Is that easier now?
I think so, definitely. No question about it. I think it's made me realise, for sure, I'm going to be really nervous come Friday night, Saturday morning, but definitely won't have that same sort of pressure. You know, if the horses aren't going that well, like, you know, when you're on your own, you can think, okay, there's another day, I'll hold up my hand and go home, so you've got that option, whereas team, you just can't, you have to keep plugging on to the end.
What are your expectations then this week? I mean, obviously everyone always wants to win, but do you have sort of saying, right, well, get through to Sunday and then we see where we are?
I mean, I know it sounds silly, but it's, of course, you know, you want to go well at these big ones. I mean, I've obviously got two horses here that haven't gone at five-star level before, so it will be interesting to see how they go. Yes, you have to ride with your heads always at this level, well, at every level, but again, a bit like the team situation last year, I'm just sort of enjoying the sport. Yes, I could question should I be doing it still at my age, but actually, you know, I think a lot of the horses, really lovely bunch of horses, I've got less horses, and every opportunity I can get to come back here, I want to while I'm still doing it, and as I said, lovely horses, and it will be really really interesting week to see how they go.
I think you might also sleep quite well this week by the sound of things.
Probably not. No, I mean, I sort of, yeah, I mean, feel like a hamster, that the wheels just keep turning. So another 4 o'clock start this morning because I just wasn't organised enough to come up yesterday. So so there have been a lot of early mornings, and I will try and get some sleep. But knowing me, my mind will be working overtime.
We wish you the best of luck. Thank you.